Good morning, my beloved brothers, and God bless each of you as we come together on this terrific Tuesday to celebrate our Christ. We praise God for each of you that has joined us this day as we continue in our efforts to have our entire brotherhood united in prayer at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank God for each of you that has joined us on this day. Praise God for all of you, and as I announced yesterday, effective tomorrow, our call-in number will change, and it has already changed. Matter of fact, I used it today and yesterday to access the line, so it's already in vogue. The only number that changes, my brothers, is the call-in number. The access code and the passcode, as some of you call it, remain the same. And I will announce that number now, and we'll repeat it once Brother Grant Knox has given us his comments. That number, if you're ready to take notes, is 267-807-9601. Again, that's the call-in number. That's the only number that changes. The access code and the passcode remain the same. Again, I'll give you that number. It's 267-807-9601. The number has already changed. You can access it even now. And I would encourage you, if you feel some way anxious about that number, throughout the day, feel free to call in and access our prayer line. Of course, you'll be the only person on the line. You'll probably hear some music in the background. But just get used to dialing in on that number. And that will not deter any of our operations if you do so throughout the day. Thank you so much, my brothers, for joining this message. We hope that each of you is able to connect successfully tomorrow, and we know that you will be if you follow these instructions. Thank you so much. We're delighted to have each of you on the phone, particularly those who make up our council, our Supreme Council. We're delighted to have always those who are members of our Supreme Council, current and past members, to join us each day in prayer. And we are especially delighted to have several of our grand officers to join us each day in prayer. Included in that number, of course, is our immediate past grand chaplain, Brother Dr. Staccato Powell, who joins us each day on the phone. We're delighted in having him to join us each day. We also have on the phone with us GB35, who's on the phone with us each day, Brother Dr. Dorsey Miller. And we praise God for his presence and his participation with us on this prayer line. We are also delighted, as always, to have GB40. He is our immediate past Grand Apostolus, and he joins us each day on the line as well. And it's at this time, as that you would rise in spirit and receive him as he comes to us in his own way. I speak of none other than Brother Dr. Antonio F. Knox. God bless you, Dr. Knox. You have the phone, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Dr.
Amen.
Doctor. And good morning, brothers. Reverend Doctor, thank you so much for your leadership and for keeping us on point and taking this call to another level. Everything rises and falls with leadership, and you're doing an outstanding job. Brothers, good morning. Brothers, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his strength. The Lord has the whole world in his hands. Brothers, as we come together each and every day, touching and agreeing, we're having a huge impact on our fraternity, our people around us, and this world. Let's continue doing that. Let's continue being who we are and bringing others to this call so they can join in, so they can taste and see that the Lord is good. Brothers, I thank you each and every day, and please know that I love you all.
God bless you, Dr. Knox, and we love you as well. We always look forward to your comments, and we appreciate your presence, your participation. And, of course, we appreciate your prayers. God bless you, my brother.
Thank you, Reverend Doctor.
Brothers, what a joy it is as we prepare to go in prayer. Allow me to repeat the number. That is our call-in number, effective immediately. That number is 267-807-9601. I would also ask boldly that you reach out and get other brothers to join our prayer line. We did a good job for a couple of days and we did not experience much stick-to-itiveness. We were in the 180s, and we have falling back into the 160s and 170 range. I know we can do better, brothers. Reach out to your line brothers, your chapter brothers, and others that you know, and have them join us at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for prayer. May God bless you. What a joy it is every other Tuesday to have on that day, a terrific Tuesday, to have the ministry of Brother Azrael McLean. He leads our 9th district, and it's at this time I turn the phone over to him so that he might lead us during this time of meditation and prayer. Brother Reverend Azrael McLean, you have the phone, sir.
Amen.
Thank you, Brother Grant. Thank you, Brother Grant. I acknowledge all of the present and former grant officers that are on the line, as well as district and chapter and everyone. Today is Tuesday, September 14th. Our theme topic for our meditation is loving others as only God can. Looking back, Amos, Obadiah, and Jonah were three minor prophets with messages of major importance. Amos, whose name means burden bearer, leaves his country roots as a shepherd and a fig picker to bring a fiery message of judgment upon the northern kingdom of Israel. Obadiah, whose name means servant of the Lord, declares a scathing judgment or indictment on the Edomites for their cruelty toward their brother nations around them. And Jonah, whose name means dove, takes a boat and a whale. He is picked up as an underwater hitchhiker, yet he is the whale of great fish, according to the scriptures. Such a ride before he arrives in Nineveh to announce a 40-day countdown to a calamity to the mighty nation of Assyria. Amos uses three sermons and five visions to underscore his message, to portray in graphic detail Israel's unavoidable judgment. Though his is the shortest book in the Old Testament, Obadiah, whose one chapter carries one of the strongest messages of judgment, offering Edom no plea to restart and no promise to avoid nationalist calamity, but a prosecuting attorney would do, presenting his case. Jonah, the only Old Testament prophet book that revolves exclusively around a Gentile nation, shows it is possible for the audience, that is Nineveh, to repent. And they did. They had a successful revival. Even though the preacher, Jonah, is hesitant to preach, don't allow individuals or a group of people who are objects of God's love to become objects of your hatred or revenge. That doesn't mean condoning conduct that God condemns, but it does mean releasing any bitterness, unforgiveness, hatred that you might be harboring toward those whom God loves. Regardless of the reason that one hates, the response should be the same, seeing others as God sees them, looking beyond their faults and seeing the needs, and loving others just as God loved them. Psalmist David prayed this way: "Search me, O God. Audit me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." Psalm 139:23-24. Don't allow Jonah's example and harden one's heart as well. Life is too short to spend it hating the very people God longs for us to love and save. In fact, hatred is as taking poison and expecting somebody else to die, when really hurts the hater more than the hated. This world would be a better place if only God would destroy thus and so. Many people feel that way, especially in the times we live in. Few are bold enough to utter these words, but most of us have considered that thought at one time or another. Indeed, especially when people, as we say, get on our last nerve. If only God would get rid of the world powers that threaten the safety of our nation, the criminals who kill without conscience, the doctors who terminate life rather than protect it, the political and social zealots who murder for their cause, the parents who abuse and even murder their own children. The book of Jonah again addresses our desire for revenge, retribution upon enemies. The Syrians were the most brutal, bloodthirsty power on earth in Jonah's day. Given the chance, Jonah would have asked God to wipe them out and destroy them, and that felt good about his request. But God had other ideas. He warned Jonah to see the Ninevites as God saw them, lost, desperate, without hope, spiritually naive, in need of mercy and worth saving. Jonah's perspective of a prejudiced mind toward the Assyrians ran deep. His hatred was intense, and he longed to see God's mercy withheld from his enemies. For four chapters, God patiently works with this stubborn prophet, this prodigal prophet. When the book closes, the issue is still in doubt. What do you think? What do you suppose? Or do you ever wonder if Jonah ever got the God's message? If he ever got on God's wavelength regarding the Ninevites, remember, God invites us to burden ourselves with what burdens him. Amen. We prepare to turn our minds and hearts to the throne of grace. We have prayer requests. Of course, I want you to remember us down here in the 9th District as we have a unwanted visitor. There's a hurricane that is supposed to come through southeast Texas, which is Beaumont, Port Arthur, and it will make its way to near Shreveport, North Louisiana, but it should be relatively mild. But we do expect a lot of rain, but continue to pray for us. We have these prayer requests. Brother Arliss Sombre, who is still in rehab, is recovering from complications of a kidney transplant. Dorian Neal was admitted to the Capital Hospital in Ewing, New Jersey on Saturday, the 11th, with uncontrollable blood pressure levels. She is the wife of Brother Carl Null, I believe. Continue prayers for Esther Johnson, who is battling bone cancer, and keep Brother Rayford Johnson in prayer as he is her caregiver who is struggling with his own health issues. May God sustain them on their sick beds and restore them from their illnesses, for our God is a healer. But Steve Lewis of the 3rd District is being discharged from the rehab center in Springfield, Virginia, after spending approximately 3 months there learning to walk following several strokes. Praise God for his progress. Yesterday, Brother Lewis took 800 steps unassisted, and we know that prayer still works. My Brother Kevin Scott. Brother Scott is asking prayers of comfort for the family of his fellow veteran and co-worker, Mr. Jonathan Smith, who lost his wife, Labora, last weekend. I'm asking prayer for Ms. Rosa Wright, who's recovering from a stroke. For Brother Theophilus Washington II, Tuesday morning, Brother Gregory Lewis and his wife, Wendy, that is today having surgery. Brother Lewis has been blessed to be able to donate one of his kidneys to his wife, Wendy, and the transplant surgery will happen this morning. Please add them and their family to our international prayer list. We pray God will cover them with his love, grace, and mercy. In the name of our Christ, and we know again our God is a great physician. We have this prayer, Brother Bernard Moses of our older chapter, prayer request for fallen brothers from his chapter, Brother Eric Hernix, I believe, I'm trying to read this, or Hemnix, Leon Sturkey, Janice Thomas, I should say Jamie Thomas, I'm sorry, Bruce Addison. Please pray for the family of Brother Larry Ross of Fire Eye Order in Phoenix, Arizona, into Omega Chapter recently. Also keep praying for our brother Stuart Young of Pyro in Riverside, California. He's in ICU with COVID. And our brother Jim Wilson, Zeta Road, Pasadena, California, who has been hospitalized with health issues, all knowing that while we have all seen God, give him power who can comfort and heal in the matchless name of our Christ. Let's also pray for the state of California as they journey to the polls to decide the future of their governor and their future period. Also pray for President Biden and Vice President Harris. Pray for an end to voter suppression, end to police violence. We have an anonymous request for a job that the Lord will open the door. And we have a anonymous request of someone who is contemplating the issue of getting married. Amen. And, of course, let's pray for our fraternity, our great fraternity as a whole, and we also want to uplift the families of all our brothers. Let us go to the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, Holy Father, we bless and bow in your presence as we bow toward the mother's dust. We pray, O Lord, that you would first forgive us our sins and wash us in the blood of our Christ, and blow again upon us the fresh wind and renewing power of your Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, we've lift all these needs we have read, that those known and unknown who are sick, those who are fighting cancer, those who undergo a kidney transplant. And Lord, we thank you for the love we've seen for that husband, for his wife, because it exemplifies what you said to husbands to love our wives as Christ loved his church. We pray, O Lord, for those who are struggling with strokes and COVID. We thank you for the man, our brother, who took 800 steps unassisted to show us that you are still the God who mends, who heals, and restores in your own way, in your own time. Father, again, you know that COVID is rampant, is running rampant in our nation, our world. And we pray, Lord, that we would not see this as a political issue, but as a humanitarian issue. There's a way of us showing our love and concern for each other, that we are not in this thing together, but you want us to work together and hold up each other. And we pray again for the manifestation of your healing power. Then, Lord, for those who are struggling economically, those who have more months than they have checked, those for whom, as the expression goes, the change is strange and the money is tight. But we know, Lord, that every day that we live, you show us that you are no deadbeat dad, that yet, by your grace, each day, as our Father, we do live on child support from your benevolent hand. We thank you, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. And we pray, O Lord, as I've said and prayed so often, to again remember to put a few dead prisoners in our wallets. Make a way for us to pay our bills and take care of our families. And again, let us hear the jingle jangle of coins in our pocket And we'll be careful to give you the praise and the honor that you are indeed a way maker, a sure provider. And Lord, we know that our nation, many of us are troubled in mind. The other day we heard of two young people that wanted to go to their school and murder senselessly their fellow students. But thank God your grace, your arresting power stopped the needless and senseless bloodshed. We ask you, Lord, to remember those who might be contemplating suicide, that you would have them know the two greatest gifts you've given humanity are life and liberty. And without liberty, life ain't worth living. But you said if the Son makes you free, you are free indeed. Where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. So we pray you bind and break those mental shackles that are holding people to despair and to cease them from looking at so much the problem, but to look at the problem solver, who is you. To not look at the dead ends, but look at you who can make a way where there is no way. To look not at life as an algebraic equation we cannot solve, but to look at you who can solve the problem without going through the steps. And we just say thank you. And then, Lord, for those, again, who are struggling, remember them. And then, Lord, we ask you to bless our great fraternity that you've kept for more than a century. Started out, as it were, a small stream of water in the minds of four brethren who are now with you and resting in the bosom of our Christ. And the flow of Omega, its purple and gold, still flows as a mighty river. Despite the environment through world wars and conflict and racism and poverty and hopelessness, you kept your hand on Omega, and we just said thank you. And may we be used, may you breathe upon us a renewed determination to shake up the slothful brothers that fallen by the wayside, that have given up, but to come into our brotherhood and make it better and make it stronger. Then, Lord, we pray for the officers on every level, international, district, and state. You bless them with the wisdom, patience, the love to lead us where you have us to go to be a better organization. And then, Lord, for each brother on the line and those who are not, who are husband and fathers, bless them with the wisdom to take care of their families and protect their families and protect our wives. Dear Lord, we know being a black man is not easy in this country. We are indeed a statistic. There are those who count us out as thugs, sex crazed, drug crazed, that every time we go somewhere, we literally take our lives in our hands. But I'm so glad that all of us who know you got what I call two Secret Service agents. Goodness on the right hand and mercy on the left hand, and love over us and peace under us to hold our hands and guide our feet. And we pray, O Lord, that you in your own way would end the senseless gun violence in our communities, but then bring an end to police brutality. Because every week, every day almost, we see brothers and sisters being shot down like animals that are treated less than a dog. And even our culture seems like it cares more about dogs and cats than it does about people made in your image. Dear God, we pray you'd hold our hands and guide our feet. We uplift our president and vice president because they're under pressure, they're under attack. But have them to know you brought them thus far, you will not leave them. And they seek to make America a better country. Please, sir, give the wisdom, the fortitude, and make a way with those policies that will benefit our country can be passed. And then, Lord, you know the struggle in California as they go to the polls, that your will be done in that place. We pray you give the citizens this watchword from Amos. Let justice run down like waters, rises like a mighty stream. Oh, God, we need you today. Those who are seeking jobs, those who are contemplating marriage, give them the wisdom to do the right thing. And then, Lord, I pray personally. First, thank you for my eyesight. Thank you for your healing. The doctors say I got 20/20. I just get I give you all the praise and the glory, because only by you through medical science it did it. But then, Lord, we got an unwanted visit on our doorstep, a hurricane. So whatever those in this past have to go through, have them to know that you are the wind and the wave, in control of it there is. But then I know you're able at your own way to give the sea a tranquilizer and the sea a sleeping pill, and speak to nature and say, peace be still. Oh, God, have mercy upon us from coast to coast. Hold our hands and guide our feet. And, Lord, when we come to the end of our journey, we don't want to hear you say team or dog or cute. We want to hear your welcome voice saying, servant of God, welcome. Sit down, servant. Stop crying. Sit down and welcome home. This is our prayer in the name of him who is indeed the Alpha and Omega, who is the beginning, in the middle, and is going to be at the end. In the name of him of whom John says, greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. In the name of him, Isaiah says, wait on the Lord, and you will mount up like wings like an eagle. In the name of him, again, when John says, the word made flesh, the logos, the power, the reason, the force, the pressure behind the universe that keeps the planets in their orbit and the seasons on time. In the name of him who went on Calvary, was a victim of police brutality, never said a mumbling word. By his stripes we're healed and shed his blood for us, that who died that we might indeed have a heart transplant to be given your nature, to be your children. In the name of our Christ, Lord, thank you. The word made flesh. When we see him, we see you. An attitude and personality of whom we are, whose character we will be like in perfection. In the name of our Christ we pray, in Jesus' name. And all the brothers of Omega Psi Phi said, amen, amen, and amen.